5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Let's rock this joint!
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
By the way, it is going to be rainy and cold here tomorrow. Now, when I say cold, compared to the temperatures that we've been used to, the high 80s, low 90s over the past few weeks, tomorrow, Saturday, weekend, of course, Saturday here in the northern climes of New England, the high temperature won't even hit 70, and it is going to be rainy. Well, we're not going to dry out, that's for damn sure. We're going to be very cool. I mean, if we're going to be only 70 degrees and you're used to 85 to 95 degrees, you're going to be putting on a jacket, I guarantee you. So it's going to be cold up here, and it's going to be rainy, so it's going to be damp. And I'm sure they're still probably going to say fire danger is still moderate, not low. But anyway, of course, it happens on a Saturday. You know, Mother Nature, somebody does have a weather control button somewhere. They must. Because you could see it. I mean, the weather pattern is just too damn suspicious. Oh, you know, it's kind of clear and it's kind of sunny and hot. And then we see the pattern change slowly as we get towards Saturday and Sunday. Somebody doesn't like the Northeast. What did we do? Look, I'm trying to change it all back to red. Give me a break here. Or maybe that's it. Maybe there's a bunch of Democrats who are doing it who don't want the Northeast to turn red, and they know that we're starting to accomplish that, so they're trying to screw with our weather and keep us all miserable. That's it. That's it. I know that's it. It's a conspiracy. I got it. I'm going to have to go over to Alex Jones and have him look into this conspiracy for me, because that's what it is. Conspiracy. I'm telling you can't fool me now. I know. Ever since you guys threw off Alex Jones, I know everything's a conspiracy now. So is this. Judge orders return of two deported asylum seekers to U.S. Yes, this jurist threatens to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt of court if the two were not returned. Folks, they actually put these two people on a jet plane. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Well, evidently they're already back. So they put these two illegal aliens. They deported them back to El Salvador. And while they were in the air, the judge said, you turn that damn plane around. And if you can't do that, when they get on the ground, you turn around and you bring them right back here. Now, I've never heard of a judge saying, turn the plane around. You can't turn a plane around in midair. I don't know. Well, the story doesn't say in the Wall Street Journal if there was anybody else in the plane. It doesn't say if it was a government plane or not. But evidently, when they landed in El Salvador, the two people, a mother and a daughter, were kept on the plane. Now, I don't know about you, but I know they didn't probably want to get off into El Salvador, but they were kept on the airplane. Can you imagine? I mean, now you can't even get off. Even if you want to, you can't get off the plane because there's a judge in America that says, "Talk about you. How do you? That's called extradition. They land the plane in a foreign country, and a judge says, no, you got to come to the United States without due process." Now I'm sure. Now I understand that these people probably didn't want to leave the United States. They were, saying that they were seeking asylum, but still. That's an unconstitutional order. Does anybody get that? A United States judge does not have the power to order the Attorney General to extradite somebody from a foreign country. He doesn't have that power. Why? Because the Attorney General doesn't have the power to kidnap somebody and bring them back here. Basically, this judge has just ordered the Attorney General to do, or to be held in contempt, is to kidnap these two people. Now, granted, they probably want to come back to the United States. I get it. But the method in which they are accomplishing that is the same thing as legal kidnapping. Why doesn't anybody else see this garbage? Well, here it is. A federal judge on Thursday stopped the deportations of an asylum-seeking woman and her young daughter who were already aboard a plane to El Salvador, criticizing the Trump administration for trying to remove them while they were challenging their case in court. In Washington, U.S. District Judge Emmett G. Sullivan, who was appointed by President Bill Clinton in 1994, threatened to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt of court if U.S. officials didn't immediately return the pair to the U.S., Once they land in a foreign land, it is out of their jurisdiction. The judge says it's outrageous. What's outrageous is you issuing an order for U.S. legal and law authorities to basically kidnap somebody, because that's exactly what happened.
Rod, it's only kidnapping if they don't want to go, and they probably wanted to come back.
Yeah, no, I get it. But do you realize that even if they wanted to stay, the judge said that Jeff Sessions was going to be held in contempt and could be jailed if they were not returned to U.S. soil. So even if the mother said, now that we're here, we're going to stay here in El Salvador. No, you got to come with us. That's kidnapping, folks. Kidnapping. There is no other way to explain this to you. Well, it's a victimless crime. No, it's not. You know what? Sometimes when somebody punches you, that's called assault. And you say, well, I'm not going to press charges. And the cops say, well, too bad, the charges are going through. But I don't want to press charges. I'm not going to testify. You don't have to. We've got witnesses. It's still assault. I mean, do people not understand this? This is how our laws are written. The only way certain crimes against another person are not charged or carried out is because maybe there's only that one person, the victim is the only witness. And if the victim doesn't cooperate, then they have no witnesses, so they have no case. But when there is a crime that is committed, and the victim doesn't want to testify, there may be a witness or two or a half dozen. They move forward with the case even without the victim. Why? Because it was still a crime. That's why. Well, I don't want to press charges. The law says that person can't do what they did to you. Period. And the law doesn't care what you think. Well, the law says that you can't kidnap somebody. It doesn't matter what they want to do. Well, they came back willingly. Why? Because you told them to? Sorry, that's still kidnapping. You know, who was the rich babe that was kidnapped and then, you know, the Stockholm Syndrome thing from back in the 70s? Oh, why can't I remember her name? Top of my head. She's I'll remember it sooner or later, or somebody will remind me of the name. But, you know, she robbed the bank and everything with her kidnappers. And, you know, that's when people really got to when the first real modern version of Stockholm Syndrome came to light. You know, you get kidnapped, and then you side with your kidnappers, and you do what your kidnappers tell you. And, you may start agreeing, but it's still kidnapping. You were already kidnapped. The crime was still committed. But I wanted to go with them. You were kidnapped. Sorry. It's the same thing here. So the judge says it's outrageous. I'm also directing the government to turn that plane around either now or when it lands. Turn that plane around and bring those people back to the United States. He doesn't. Well, maybe he does realize. He just broke the law. A judge cannot order a plane back. Now, was it a government plane, a jet? I don't know. The story doesn't say. It'd be interesting to hear what kind of plane it was. If it was a commercial jet, oh hell, you can't do that. And once you're on the ground in another country, you know, you're not on American soil. No, the plane on the ground in another country is not, you know, if it's an American plane, it's not American soil. It's not this, I mean, the president's plane and president's planes from different countries, that's a different story. Those are diplomats. Diplomats have certain types of diplomatic immunity, and that's part of it. But any other kind of plane does not have that kind of diplomatic immunity. And therefore, it is not, you know, flying foreign soil. That's just the legal stuff, folks. I mean, I'm not making any of this up. That's just the legal stuff. So you land in somebody else's country and the judge is saying, you bring them back here. What if they don't want to come? Or what if their government says they have to go through some sort of procedures once they're here? You're telling our government to bring them back anyway. That's kidnapping. I don't know what kind of procedures they'd have to go through in order to leave El Salvador once they're there. Does this judge know? Well, an official with the Department of Homeland Security said the agency was complying with the judge's order. Upon arrival in El Salvador, the plaintiffs did not disembark and are currently en route back to the United States. They were back in the U.S. by Thursday night. The woman known as Carmen in the lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union was among several immigrants challenging the policy. The policy, the back and forth, was the latest wrinkle in the administration's immigration crackdown, coming as part of a lawsuit taking aim at a policy that says victims of domestic violence in their home countries don't automatically qualify for asylum in the USA. This is why our Congress needs to fix this shit. I'm sorry, no, you don't get asylum because, you know, your boyfriend is MS-13 and he's beating you up. That's not the way asylum works in any country, by the way. And it's not the way it works. Because in that case, all it is say, you know, let me beat you up, honey, just this once, and you'll be able to get into USA. And then maybe in a few years, if I'm still alive, you can bring me in. Look, these people are not stupid from these foreign countries. They know how to play the game because they're told how to do it. They get somebody. This is why you have an anchor person. You get that one person. You get the one person to be able to anchor themselves in the United States. They can learn everything about your wonderful immigration laws. And they give you that information. Well, this is your best shot. You got to do this and this and this. These people are not stupid. This is why they send their children, too, and they call them, you know, it's a different kind of anchor baby. It's not where they come into this country illegally and then drop a kid by, you know, having it being born here. No, they send their kid here by themselves. The kid becomes an anchor, and they ask the kid all kinds of questions. Well, find out this little junior and find out that little junior. And before you know it, mom, dad, brother, sister, grandma, grandpa, aunt and uncle, niece and nephew, and cousins are following them. Because the kid is the anchor, feeding them information and potentially money so they can afford to come here. This is what is happening, folks. I'm not making this up, and this is not fantasy stuff. This is real-world stuff here. Now, the administration argues that the country cannot grant asylum to people who are the victims of individual crimes rather than targets of a broader political or socio-political persecution. The ACLU says the new policy would consign many to violence and abuse in their own countries. Well, that's just the way it is. That's life. I mean, in other words, the ACLU is trying to say, well, this person keeps getting, their bodega keeps getting robbed, so he needs to have political asylum. That's not the way political asylum works. I'm sorry, but it's not. It's sad that the country that they come from may be so crime-riddled that they can't even, you know, their own bodega, little corner store can't be safe. I get it. It's sad. But you don't get to bring that crap here. Because the next thing you know, you bring that kind of attitude and that type of fear and that type of criminality here, and then our little bodegas and corner stores aren't going to be safe. Where the hell are we going to go to for political asylum? Canada? This is nuts. There is a specific, this is why they call it political asylum. It has to do with politics. It does not have to do with domestic violence. Well, if it were, then it would be called domestic violence asylum. That's not what it's called. That's not how it is, the law is written either. But we need to change our entire immigration system. Need to change the laws. We need to change the anchor baby law. You just can't, you know, there's only, I was told there was another country that had a law similar to ours. I don't know. Is that Canada? Does Canada have that law? Evidently, there are only two countries in the world that have an anchor baby type of system where if you're there, when you have the child automatically has legal citizenship bestowed upon them. Only two countries in the whole damn world. You know, if you're over in France and you drop a kid in France, the French say, well, that's easy. No. He is not France. He is not from France. He is not Français, Frenchman, no. They look at you and say, get this kid out of here. You don't get to stay. He's not a French. He's not French, sorry. Just because he's born here. Nope, that doesn't work. I remember going to school with a kid who was, his dad was in the military. And his mom actually was not even a Spaniard. His mom was Italian. But dad was in the military. He was born in Spain, spent the first 10 years of his life in Spain, spoke fluent Spanish, had a Spanish accent when he spoke English, and yet he wasn't a Spaniard. He was an American because the Spanish weren't going to give him citizenship simply because he was born there and he could speak their language. Nope, he's not. I remember, you know, I was a little bit older, but I remember my parents and his parents talking about the issue of bringing him back to the States because, you know, at first, somebody thought that, you know, in the Department of Defense thought he was going to be a Spaniard. But no, he didn't have Spanish citizenship because Spain doesn't have this automatic deferment of citizenship because you're born there. So then the question was he an Italian citizen because his mom was an Italian? Well, no, because his mom was a legal immigrant. See, his dad didn't meet his mom in Italy. His dad met his mom here where she was a legal immigrant. So there was no citizenship of Italian citizenship inferred upon him either. So it was almost like he was almost like a kid without a country. But he was an American citizen because he was born of an American dad on a military base in a foreign country. But they talked about how all of that got so damn confusing. But he wasn't a Spaniard. Just simply because he was born there. Nope. He's not. Nope. Because you know, there were no schools on base, so he went to school off base, and it was all Spanish-speaking. There was no multiculturalism. So he spoke fluent Spanish, and it was amazing. You know, his mom had an Italian accent. It actually wasn't that strong of an Italian accent either. But his mom had an Italian accent, and of course dad doesn't have an accent. But this kid spoke fluent Spanish, and he spoke fluent English, but he could barely speak Italian. I thought that was weird, because his mom was Italian. But he spoke English with a Spanish accent. It was their strange family. Just saying. He was an only child, by the way. Probably because the parents say we can't handle two of these. we had a tough time bringing one back. We weren't going to have two overseas. But no, he was an only child. He was a cute kid. Yeah, smart, too. He's very smart. But at the same time, we're the only country that has, you know, one of two, that has this stupid law about somebody automatically becoming an American citizen simply because they're born here. You can't... Actually, I wonder... His name was Juan Miguel, by the way. I know. You wouldn't... Look, I did, yeah, Juan Miguel Williams. And no, his dad was white, too. So I know Williams is oftentimes is thought to be black, but the black Johnson. But no, he's Juan Miguel Williams. He was a few years younger than I was, so we weren't in the same class or anything like that. I hardly even hung out with him. But I just remember my parents, because my dad were in the same, quote-unquote, division. So they came over a few times and hung out, you know, like parents do. And he was closer to my sister's age than me. And they didn't particularly get along. My sister was a bully back in the day. She was a terror. When she was a little girl, she was a terror. But, you know, they got along okay, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, I just remember the parents talking about the difficulty of bringing Juan Miguel getting things in order to bring him back. But yeah. They don't have that kind of system. I have not seen Juan Miguel in decades now. I actually wonder how he's doing. I had never even thought of him until this just now. It's been that long since I've thought of Juan Miguel. No, he didn't look like Antonio Banderas. So I don't even know what he looks like now. I wonder if he's on Facebook. I'm going to have to go searching. No guarantee that he is, especially with all the people that are getting off of Facebook. Got that story here, too, by the way. What's happening over on Facebook. It's not a pretty sight. But we'll get into that when we come back.
Warning. Listening to The Rod Eccles Show by the Idiot Left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
And now a message from our sponsor. Ladies, tired of drying your hair with the same old vacuum cleaner? Try Avanshave brand new Beauty Locks portable hair dryer. It's smaller, it's faster, it's guaranteed to give you the hair you've always wanted in half the time. Beauty Locks is delicate and dainty, just like you. The dryer weighs only a pound and easily fits in your hand. Now that's beauty and convenience. With a speedy motor that will dry your hair in as little as 25 minutes, you can get gorgeous hair without falling behind schedule. Don't worry about the little ones or that pie in the oven. Thanks to an extra-long extension cord, you can move around while primping your locks. Forget those long trips to the salon and no more waiting for hours under monster machines. Avanche gives you an easy and speedy hairdo that will blow your man away. Get it now at your nearest Macy's.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Hello, America. It's me, your history. I remember a time when we thumbed our nose in a king's face and sent him packing. And when fascists and emperors talked a little bit too loud, we showed up, tore their cities to the ground, and then rebuilt them just to prove we could. We put men on the moon, we won a Cold War, and we elected fearless leaders who led fearless people. What the hell happened to you, America? Back in my day, we didn't elect a big-eared community organizer. We punched him in the kidney. Maybe it's time you came home, America. Home where you belong.
Canada is another country that has this strange, you know, pop and drop citizenship type of thing. I didn't make up that term, by the way, so don't blame me. What do you mean pop and drop? Right? Well, you know, your water pops, your water breaks, so it's pop, and then the kid is born, you drop the kid, so pop and drop. It may sound a little crude, but that's the term. That's one of the terms, pop and drop the kid. So Canada and the United States both have pop and drop citizenships. It's just stupid, idiotic. Any case, it is now that time of the program where I bring to you today's holidays. Yes, the holidays for today, August number 10. It is National Kool-Aid Day. Yes, go drink the Kool-Aid, because that's a day. I don't remember last time I drank any Kool-Aid. I was a kid. I don't think even as a teenager. We didn't have Kool-Aid when I was in high school. That's a kid, because it's all sugar. It's all food coloring and sugar. You think it tastes like something, but that's only in your mind, because you see the package or you see the color. You go, oh, yeah, it's yellow. It's got to be lemon. Or it's orange, so it's got to be orange flavored. Or it's red, so it's got to be cherry or something like that. Yeah, no, I don't think there's actually any real flavor in Kool-Aid. I think it's all in your brain. Because you got to add, like, what is it? You add 2 cups of sugar. You put in this tiny little packet into a quarter of water. And then you add 2 cups or more of sugar. You're just drinking sugar water, man. In any case, there's a lot of things that are like that too. But it is National Kool-Aid Day. It's also National Lazy Day, also known as just Lazy Day. By the way, Kool-Aid Day is observed on the second Friday in August, not on August 10th. Just the second Friday of every August. Because, you know, they don't want Kool-Aid Day actually turning up in the middle of the week, I guess. I don't know. But National Lazy Day is also today. There are so many holidays throughout the year that people celebrate by doing things that take no effort. This is one of them. It's a do not. This is there was the do nothing song. By Bruno Mars. I'm not going to do anything. Type of thing. Well, that's probably the theme song for this holiday today, Lazy Day. It is also National S'mores Day. So you drink some Kool-Aid, you have some s'mores, and then you just lay down and do nothing and be lazy. With all that sugar in you, I don't know how you're just going to be able to lay down. But that's what it is, National S'mores Day. Today's the day that you celebrate creating, making, and eating s'mores. If you don't know what a s'mores is or how to make them, look it up. They're all over the place. It's an ooey-gooey madness of a messy type of thing, but you got to do it. If you're camping, you got to make s'mores. And I can only have so many of them I've seen people eat a ton of these things. I'm like, are you kidding? That's like 1,000 calories right there you just shove down your throat. But any case, they are good. And if you have a fire pit at home, or if you have an outdoor fireplace, or if you go camping, you got to make some s'mores, because that's what s'mores are for. They're not for inside meat. That ruins the flavor in it, in my book. It's not the same thing if you make them inside. It's also National Spoil Your Dog Day. Now, I think earlier this week it was National Cat Week or Cat Day. Well, today is National Spoil Your Dog. I know there are people that actually spoil their pets. Now, I you know, often say that I spoil my cat because I give them, you know, the wonderful cat treats that they love. You know, the soft, moist things that taste like things that they would probably never eat if it was real. So, yeah, the cat wouldn't try to eat a chicken, but they'll love these, the, you know, little chicken temptation things, tempters or whatever they're called, those little cats. Yeah, I spoil them with those. That's about it. I don't spoil them any other way. But people spoil their dogs like you would not believe. I mean, some dogs are just spoiled brats. They're worse than children being spoiled. But it is National Spoil Your Dog Day. It's also National Shapewear Day. Yeah, you know, all the corsets and stuff that have been invented over the centuries for women and men to wear in order to shape their figure. Now, it's funny how they've... it seems so often in so many cultures that women, it's in style for women to have thin waist, and they have all these devices to squeeze their waist down to be smaller. But you know, we're the ones nowadays who are short-sighted or self-centered because we want to have, you know, people that are we're only attracted to people who are fit and in shape or skinny. We've been that way for a long time. This is nothing new. So it's National Shapewear Day, and it's also World Lion Day. Not lying, but lion, as in the king of the jungle. Roar, mighty lion, roar type of thing. There are people that are going to think that I said it's World Lying Day? You get to lie? No, it's lion. The king of the jungle day. It is also Smithsonian Day. So you observe this one by going to the Smithsonian. But in order to do so, well, I guess you can go to the Smithsonian online now. They have some online tours, I think. But to really observe this holiday, you actually have to go to the Smithsonian and one of its many museums. And in order to do that, you've actually got to go to Washington, D.C. And I know a lot of people are afraid to do that for one reason or another. But you need to go to D.C. You need to go to visiting our country's capital is perfectly fine. It's perfectly safe. You're not going to get immersed in the swamp by visiting. Besides, you're not an elected official, so you should be fine. The swamp gas only seems to affect elected officials and lobbyists. They're the only ones that turn into swamp monsters after breathing in the swamp gas. It seems visitors are not affected, so you should be safe. And finally today, it is National Duran Duran Appreciation Day. Not international. Just national, meaning America. Well, Duran Duran is a British pop band. They don't appreciate Duran Duran there. Well, I don't know much. I never liked Duran Duran. I thought they sucked, but I didn't realize that they sold so many. They've sold over 100 million albums. They've had 21 top Billboard 100 singles. I didn't realize that I knew they were popular back in the day. I didn't realize they were that successful. But yeah, you know, Simon Le Bon and the band, the group, have been quite successful. They've been together since 1978. That's 40 years now. So that puts them in the 60s or 60s. So you got the, I'm going to assume, if they were 20 years old. 40s, yeah, it's going to put them close to 60, in their 60s now. And then all these old boy bands, these people are getting old. Aren't we all, though? In any case, this is thought to have started on August 10th in 1985, when lead singer Simon Le Bon was involved in a near-fatal boating accident. I remember that. Fans celebrate the day, and the band has also been involved in this day by hosting trivia contest on their Twitter pages, posting messages to their fans and sharing videos, song snippets, and MP3 downloads. So if you are a Duran Duran fan, you probably should be following them on Twitter so you can have a chance, because today's the day that you can get in on some of these goodies, freebies that they might hand out today. Now, I don't know if they're going to hand out anything today, but that's the way it is. And those are your holidays for today, August number 10. So now, please, go out, and especially with the Kool-Aid and the s'mores, celebrate responsibly. Yes, indeed. So if you like Duran, good for you. I'm glad you like him, but I never did. Democrats talking up Richard Gere as a potential candidate for Congress. I'm like, what? Yeah, Richard Gere? Now, what people don't realize, this is easy to check out. His sister, which I don't think she goes by the name, she's married, so I don't think she's Laura Gere anymore, but Laura Gere, we went to high school together. Laura Gere is the much younger sister of Richard Gere. I graduated with Laura Gere. I met Richard Gere at our graduation. Just a brief, you know, this is right after his Officer and a Gentleman and, was it the American Gigolo fame? And he was kind of a quiet guy. It's no big deal. It's not like we all hung. The funny thing is none of the girls in our class, you know, went around, oh, it's Richard Gere. He went to my high school. He graduated from there in North Syracuse. So he was becoming a big star, but it's not like people were starstruck. Nobody really even paid attention to him. Honestly, I mean, that's kind of weird to think about, but nobody was stars because Laura Gere was she was cute. She was a sweetheart. She was also quiet, but she was a sweetheart of a girl. She was one of the popular girls, by the way, but she's one of the quiet ones. But nobody, every once in a while, you know, we do, especially, you know, I had her in some of my classes. I think she was in English class. I remember a couple of times there was mention of some things, of a book or something, and it brought back to her brother, and it would be like an officer and a gentleman, and she'd blush. But nobody ever, you know, we'd laugh. Nobody even thought of anything of it. Oh, you're such a hunky star. Can you stand? You know, we didn't even think of that. You know, and we're still polite back, you know, because we're raised right back then. And all of us that got the chance to meet him, we called him Mr. Gear. That's the only time I've ever had contact with him. You know, all of like 30 seconds or so. Didn't pick up anything one way or the other from him. So, I mean, he's from my alma mater. Democrats talking up Richard Gere as a potential candidate for Congress. Now, this is the same Richard Gere that used to follow around the Dalai Lama. Anybody remember that? And now, all of a sudden, he's a bleeding heart liberal. So, actor Richard Gere's name is being floated as a potential candidate for Congress in the northern suburbs. The New York Post has learned, this is from their page 6, the current representative of the 18th Congressional District, Sean Patrick Maloney, is running in September's Democratic primary for state attorney general. Maybe I should read that like a millennials who are probably going to support Richard Gere. The current representative of the 18th Congressional District is Sean Patrick Maloney, and he is running in the September's Democratic primary for state attorney general, and if he's successful, his House seat would be open. That's how a millennial would read and say that. That's annoying, isn't it? It is. And that's where Gear evidently comes in. The 68-year-old activist who lives in Round Ridge, Westchester, within the district, is being talked up in Democratic circles as a possible replacement for Maloney. Now, remember just a few days ago, Richard Gere came out, you know, as an anti-Trumper. Now, I thought that was kind of suspicious. Wait, now we're going to start hearing from Richard Gere? What the hell? Out of nowhere, we hear Richard Gere? You know, the guy who's all about peace, love, and understanding, following the Dalai Lama all over the place, now he's going to be anti-Trump all of a sudden? I understand he's a lefty Hollywoodite, but it's Richard Gere. You know, he didn't really get into politics other than Free Tibet. You remember? It was all about the Dalai Lama. Free Tibet, Free Tibet, Free Tibet. Now all of a sudden, hey, I don't like Richard Gere. Or Donald Trump, by the way, I honestly, 68, I thought he was a little bit older. I thought he had already hit 70 by now. But no, he's still got another 2 years before he he gets there. But Richard Gere, Gere's name is being whispered about among Democrats. We'll see what he's made of, said Middletown Mayor Joe DiStefano, an influential Democrat in Orange County, which makes up most of the district. The mayor joked that his wife, Linda, was excited about the potential of a Gere candidacy. Why? Is he going to have the Dalai Lama campaign for him? The bottom line is I want to elect a Democrat to kill the Trump agenda, said Mayor DiStefano said. Oh, yeah. Folks, understand, that's the rub right there. It has, folks, understand something to be very simple. Let me be very simplistic here. This stuff is not really about Donald Trump personally. Understand that. This is not about Donald Trump on the very basic personal level. This is about Donald Trump's policies. If Donald Trump was trying to keep Barack Obama's policies going, they would be loving Donald Trump. Oh, sure, they might say publicly, well, because he's a Republican and not a Democrat. Hi, Donald Trump's a jerk. They wouldn't be trying so hard to get rid of him. Understand it's his policies, because his policies are diametrically opposed to the Democrat agenda. Plain and simple. This is why they admit this. We want to see Trump's agenda fail. Why? You don't like low unemployment. You don't like more money to the Treasury. You don't like, you know, people treating us fairly again. You know, other countries treating us fairly, especially in trade. You don't like any of that. That's Trump's agenda. You don't like any of that? No, to be honest, they don't. That's the rub, folks. They don't. These people cannot stand America as our founders founded it. They've all been indoctrinated to hell, to absolutely hate the USA. They cannot stand a strong, powerful, dominant, influential, economically strong, stable, rich country called the United States of America. They can't have it. This is why they want to stop Donald Trump. It isn't because they have any real personal animosity towards the man, because most of them don't, because they've hobnobbed with him for years. They were happy to take his money, by the way, too, when he donated it. But now all of a sudden, he's on. I mean, look, this is the same thing as the NAACP giving him awards and other black and Latino community organizers giving him awards for the work that he's done in their communities, meaning that he's not a racist. But now he has to be branded a racist because you've got to stop his agenda. Why? Because his agenda is benefiting Latinos and blacks to the point where they no longer need Democrats, and actually to the point where a lot of these blacks and Latinos are starting to walk away from Democrats. They can't have that. That's the reality on the ground. Just saying. This walk away movement would not happen if Hillary Clinton was elected president. Couldn't happen. I mean, honestly, what would they walk away from and then walk to? See, when you're walking away, you got to have some place to walk to. And they're falling in line and falling in love with Donald Trump, because Trump is the one that's delivering on his promises. At least he's trying damn hard to do that. And people are starting to benefit, and they're starting to see that, hey, you Democrats lied to me. You lied to me all my life. I'm walking away and supporting it. They can't have his policies succeed, because if his policies succeed, it means theirs failed. Theirs don't work, will never work, and they will never seize power of this country. Therefore, they've got to destroy Donald. And in order to destroy them, they have to destroy him politically and personally. So don't misunderstand when I tell you. Now, the rank and file left is, they revile Trump. Sure. But the power brokers, they don't personally hate him. They just need to destroy his political career. In order to do that, their playbook says we have to destroy him on a personal level, too, so he can never rise up again and nobody will ever follow in his footsteps. That's the way all that works. So don't be fooled into thinking that they really hate Donald Trump on a personal level, because they're going to want his money again someday when he's no longer president. They're going to, yeah, you know, hey, come on, Donald, you know, donate to my cause now, will you? And trust me, they'll take it, too. If he gives it, they'll take it. Facebook is shedding. I've warned people about this. I told them this was happening. Facebook is shedding tons and tons of traffic. They are down. And evidently people are going to YouTube as a little bit of a punishment for Facebook. But 4 billion, that's their unique monthly page visits that Facebook is down. Yeah, they're what? That's half of what they used to do. That, according to a new study shared with CNBC by market research firm SimilarWeb, 4 billion is how many monthly page visits Facebook has shed in a slow drip, but nevertheless huge decline over the past 2 years. Remember, I've been telling you people about how Facebook has been sending you all these emails, you know, telling you that this person just posted and that person posted and this group hasn't heard from you and that group hasn't heard from you. This group posted and this and that, and to come on over. Because your visits and your time, your amount of time you spend on Facebook once you get there is down. Bigly. I didn't realize it was this bad. But in the last 2 years, they've shed 4 billion, on average, 4 billion monthly page views on Facebook. That's huge. That's a lot. That means people aren't turning on Facebook. They're not tuning in Facebook, at least not on their computers. Now, Messenger is up a little bit, but nowhere near to offset those 4 billion numbers that are lost. And remember now, these wonderful computer programs, now Facebook is being accused of being able to follow you once you turn off your phone. Follow you offline, basically. So you don't have the app open, and your app is always open. But just so people know, your app is always open. Applications are, you have to systematically force them to shut down. Apps are always running in the background. This is something else a lot of people don't realize. But yeah. No, I am not hungry. That's one of their hits, Hungry Like a Wolf. Duran Duran. I've never been a Duran. I hated that song. Hated that song with a passion, folks. I really did. But any case, we're out of time for today, which means we're out of time for the week, which means that it's going to be next week by the time Monday when we return for you to hear my wonderful voice. So until then, all of you have a beautiful weekend, even if it rains, and we'll see you back here on Monday. I'm Rod Eccles. Thanks for tuning in. I'm out. Why it is what they done or with who. A real Clinton knows that they're entitled, and you don't get to know what they do. What difference does it make? For Clinton, what's loaded in some fat apple file? A Clinton plays the victim for promotion. A Clinton kills it off with a smile. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A server full of secrets ain't no thing. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Nothing ever hits with a sting.